We read about it in the papers every day. We hear it on radio, on television, frauds and scams, people after your money. But there is a lot we can do to spot things like this. And there's also a lot we can do to report it. We are going to be chatting with Khadija Nichols from West Midlands Police over the next few weeks. We're going to look at different types of fraud and scams and what you can do. Khadija, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alan.
So we've got a few topics we're going to be covering over the next few weeks. There's obviously a lot more out there. We will give people contact details and some help and advice a little bit later. Going to start off, though, with a look at romance fraud. Now, this is probably something which a lot of people perhaps haven't heard of initially, but chances are they have come across this in the news.
So online dating now is one of the most common ways to meet a romantic partner. Most users are genuine. There are always those who are unfortunately looking to take advantage of those looking for love. Typically, romance fraudsters will spend weeks gaining your trust. You believe you're in a loving and caring relationship. However, the criminal's end goal is only ever to obtain your personal information or money. They will feed you fabricated stories about who they are and their lives. And initially, they don't make any suggestion of any desire to ask for any money, but weeks or sometimes months later, they will ask for money for a variety of emotive reasons and something that the victim would find hard to say no to, especially given their emotional attachment to the person at that stage. They often pretend to be in the military or working overseas, and their stories include things such as needing money to travel to visit you or to pay for emergency medical expenses. And as an emotional relationship has already been formed during a prolonged period of time, victims often transfer money without a second thought.
Is it something which is difficult to spot? How do you actually look for something which perhaps flags up, you know, sends off the alarm bells ringing?
They may declare their love for you quite quickly, and often they make up excuses as to why they can't video chat or meet in person. And they will try to move your conversations off the platform that you originally met them on. When they do ask for financial help, it will almost always be for a time-critical emergency. And the reason will be something that pulls at your heartstrings. And often they get quite defensive if you decline to help. They tell you to keep your relationships private and not to discuss anything with friends and family. And also, their pictures look too perfect. They may have stolen them from an actor or an actress or a model. And you can use tools such as reverse image search. You can find photos that have been taken from somewhere else, such as other websites.
How prolific is this type of crime in the UK? You know, are there hotspots, times, etc.?
So new figures show that between November 2020 and October 2021, there were 8,742 reports of romance fraud, which equated to a total loss of almost £92 million across the UK, so a significant amount of money. And daters who strike up online relationships between Christmas and Valentine's Day tend to be the most susceptible to romance fraud. However, it can and does happen all year round.
What should people do then if they think they've been targeted?
Please remember that you're not to blame, you're not alone, and you shouldn't feel ashamed. Contact your bank immediately and then report it to Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040 or via their online portal at actionfraud.police.uk. If you are in Scotland, please report it to Police Scotland directly by calling 101.
Obviously, no one wants to fall prey to these people and to be in that kind of situation. Are there ways to protect ourselves?
So we'd encourage you to stay on the dating platform, which has processes in place to protect users, and take your time to get to know the person, not just the profile, and be wary of revealing personal information about yourselves. So providing copies of your personal documents, such as passports or driving licenses, and just encourage you to talk to friends and family about your dating choices and be wary if you're encouraged to keep things from them. But finally, really importantly, remember to never send money to someone you don't know or haven't met in person, however sad or urgent their story appears. Don't receive money into your bank account or transfer those funds on their behalf, and don't allow them to access your bank account. And really encourage you not to take out loans on their behalf or purchase gift cards from Amazon or iTunes and send them the codes. Likewise, don't agree to receive or send parcels on their behalf. So take five to stop fraud. Stop. Take a moment to stop and think before parting with your money or information could keep you safe. Challenge. Could it be fake? It's okay to reject, refuse or ignore any requests. Only criminals will try to rush or panic you. And protect. If you think you've been a victim of fraud, contact your bank immediately and report it to Action Fraud. Or if you're in Scotland, Police Scotland.
Katija, some great advice there. We will be chatting with you over the next few weeks. That's it for the moment. Thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me today and for providing the opportunity to raise awareness to protect against romance fraud, which can have a catastrophic impact on both financial and emotional well-being.